The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
It's All-Ireland Final Week. Anything to say, boys?
No, it's great to be here. It's great.
How would you stop?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Galway versus Cork in the All-Ireland Camogie Final on Sunday. Ashton Connolly is with us to help preview this. Ashton, good afternoon to you. How are you getting on?
Good, Ger. How are you getting on?
Good. It's fair to say the Camogie Final has been overshadowed somewhat by the football final being on the same weekend. Do you think this is having an impact on the build-up and the coverage at all? Because it kind of felt like we turned a corner with match previews and all that kind of stuff in previous seasons, that this year with the seasons being concertinaed in on top of each other might have become an issue.
Yeah, I guess you could argue that. Definitely. But again, it's a bumper weekend. You've got the match of Saturday. You've got the match of Sunday. We had Meath ladies footballers winning the All-Ireland last week, which is a great spotlight on, the women's side of things. We had Leona Maguire winning. So I think it's been a good week for female athletes. So I think now there is a little bit of focus more on female athletes, which is great. I know one of the front page times of the Sunday Times paper last week was dedicated solely to women's sports because that's, you know, that they had won and they were very, very successful. So, you know, I think we are seeing year on in and every year we're seeing an improvement in the coverage that, you know, these female athletes deserve and that they're getting. But, you know, it'll, you know, the proof will be in the pudding depending on how many bums are in the seats on Sunday, and hopefully, you know, the Camogie community will make the effort to go to the match, bring their daughters, their sons, their nieces, their nephews, and, you know, can't see, can't be. So, you know, I'd call and I'd on anyone listening, and you know, if you're trying to get the younger generation involved, whether it's your son, to appreciate female athletes in the female game or girls involved, you know, once you're there and you see these role models, you can see what the possibilities are and anyone can achieve it. So I would encourage, you know, the parents, uncles, aunties to bring their little ones with them on Sunday and just to go, because it really is, you know, will be a great spectacle. These are serious athletes. The level of skill and power and strength and conditioning keeps on getting better and better every year. And it is going to be a cracking game.
It even comes with its own disciplinary CCCCCCC drama in the build-up as well. So everything is set up for a nice little bit of spice, a little bit of controversy. And two teams who I suspect both believe that this is their year. I guess in Galway in particular, this team is a team that has been building, has had some sensational individuals over the last couple of years who've done remarkable things and know what it's like to be in the winning dressing room at this point as well. So they're not going to feel anything other than quite confident, I suspect, heading into this. Is that fair?
That's fair, yeah. This is their third final in a row. They've won the All-Ireland 2019, lost out by 3 points to Kilkenny last year. You know, they're very comfortable now at this stage playing in All-Ireland finals. You've Sarah Dervin, their captain. This is her eighth All-Ireland final appearance that she'll be playing in. And they'll be hungry. They'll be so hungry and hurt from last year. You know, they wanted to win badly. They wanted the two in the row. So, yeah, they're going in gung-ho for Sunday. But in saying that then, like, you have Cork, who, you know, are used to being in All-Ireland finals. However, they haven't been in an All-Ireland finals since 2018. And that's a bit unusual for Cork, because really in Camogie, you've got three teams that are at the top. You've got, you know, Cork, Kilkenny, Galway, and, you know, in the fourth place, trying to bridge the gap, and doing so is Tipperary. But Cork will feel, you know, they're back in Croke Park and they love playing in Croke Park. You know, since 2000, they've contested 15 All-Ireland finals, won 9 of them. So, you know, to an extent, they are the bar for which everyone strives to get to. Not so, I guess, in the last 3 years, but they will fancy their chances. They love playing in Croke Park. They love the open space. They still have about 8 or 9 players. There's a lot of talk in the media at the moment that, you know, it's a transitioning Cork team. They've lost the key players like Jim O'Connor, Breach Corkery, Marina Buckley, you know, Aoife Murray in goals. However, they still have 8 or 9 of the teams that played in the All-Ireland final a couple of years ago. So, yes, they've got fresh blood. They've got 5 new players starting on making their debut on Sunday, but they still have the mix of the young and the old, or the youth and the experienced players to balance that out.
Okay, so are you confident as a Galway supporter that notwithstanding everything you've said about Cork, Galway should be slight favourites for this, given that they seem a little bit further on in their journey at the moment?
I would say that. And the reason I'd say that is only because I guess Orla Cronin is a big, massive player for Cork, and her red card has been upheld, so she won't start. If Orla was starting, you would say that Cork had a harder journey to the All-Ireland final. They've been tested more. They've had closer battles. You know, beating Kilkenny was a real test for them in the semi-final, whereas Cork kind of had an easier run through, beating Cork and Clare and Kilkenny, which was a hard one. I mean, the group games. But Tipperary, they led practically for, you know, 99% of the game. I think they weren't leading for a minute. So yeah, I think Galway will be favourites because they were in the All Ireland. They're in the third All Ireland final in a row, and they have, you know, a full team. Carrie Dolan is out though. She is on the subs bench. Carrie is a niece of the legend that is Trace Maher, who's in the background team as a selector. And she is, you know, dead accurate on place balls. So she's their free taker. She scored 10 points, for example, in the league final this year against Kilkenny. And she hurt her knee against Westmeath in the championship, and she hasn't played since. So she is named on the subs bench. And I do think what is key to Galway winning is that they convert all of their place balls, because, you know, it's very important. And we see that in both codes. That the free taker is hugely important. And in the semi-final, Galway weren't up to scratch in terms of frees. So I do think that that's going to be important for Galway, their free-taking capabilities, and whether Carrie Dolan makes an appearance or not.
Okay. It is your instinct that she will be off the bench at some point, and even on one knee as a free-taker, that might be all she's asked to do?
I think she'll come on, and no, I don't think that'll be all that she'll be asked to do, but I do think that she'll appear, and I do think she'll be on the frees when she comes on. But, you know, I do think she'll contribute off the place balls as well,
because it was as far back as the opening round against Westmeath that she injured her knee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, she may be a bit rusty, you know, lacking championship games, but she's still a serious player, and has the experience of, you know, playing in Croke Park last year, for example, and played, you know, she's been around a couple of years, so it won't stand to her. But on the other side of things, you've Orla Cronin, who is not, had the red card. That's all the controversy that we're hearing this week. It's looking like she's not going to start. I know Cork are going next level up to appeal it, but I don't see it myself that she's going to start. So she is missing, and she's the free taker as well. So it'll be interesting to see who takes her over from her.
Cork obviously named a strange team with a gap in it, on the hope that, or the understanding that, or the belief that, or trying to put pressure on the powers that be to release her to play in the All-Ireland final. It's a high wire act from a psychological perspective. So much is invested in getting her free, and if she gets free, great, then it's a massive surge of electricity into the team room. But if she doesn't get free, you've invested a lot of emotional energy this week. Like, we've seen it with other teams before where Dermot Connolly didn't play his best game after all of the controversy around getting him back in on time. Like, the hearings run late into the night and everybody isn't quite in the full frame of mind. So I don't know, it's I understand why you go to the ends of the earth to try and get your players free, but sometimes the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
I hear you. That's one way of looking at it. The other way, I guess the other point in what Paddy Murray is fighting for is, you know, one of his best players, you know, All-Star, played, you know, in 4 All-Irelands, and trying to get her back and doing everything possible to get her back. Absolutely, it's a distraction for the team. But I'm sure, you know, that the whole background team are working with the team to just plow on with their training, their you know, how their approach is to the game without that, and kind of funneling that out and letting the management and letting Paddy look after that But no doubt it is a distraction. And I guess it's a bit mixed fortunes for the two teams. You have Galway in the semi-final. Dervil Higgins got a red card. She was sent off with a case of mistaken identity. It was actually Emma Hilbert who committed the foul. And Dervla, you know, was very surprised, got sent off, but that decision was rescinded. So Dervla Higgins is starting, and the girl, Emma Hilbert, who actually committed the act because it was mistaken identity, there is no action can be taken against her. So she is starting. Whereas on the other side, you know, if you're from Cork, you would feel a little bit aggrieved. But what Orla Cronin did, you know, she struck the hurl, and then she kind of a slight push of the face guard. It was harmless enough, you could argue, but the rules are there for a reason, and the rules state you cannot in any shape or form, under no circumstances, touch the face guard. And if you do, you're off, and every player knows that.
Yeah, look, I it's just that we all know that GAA justice is a murky world. Like, James McCarthy is banned for the opening game of the new Gaelic football season in the league next year, but we all know for sure that if the Dubs made it through to the All-Ireland Final, there wasn't a chance in hell that he was going to be banned for the All-Ireland Final, because we view All-Ireland Finals as this kind of one thing on their own, and it's a lifetime's ambition to get there, and you get there and you're, you know, the rules are upheld. So, like, I can see both sides. What's the point in having any rules if you don't enforce them at the most important times? And equally, well, you know, it's an All-Ireland Final. It's like... So it's very difficult. I do understand, but I can see how Cork will use this.
It's absolutely so hard on Orla Cronin. Like, you know, it's no player or, you know, spectator wants to see anyone miss out on an All-Ireland Final due to a red card. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, Camogie will lose out as a result to a certain extent, because she's such a great player and she'll add to the game. But I don't think it's going to get rescinded. Like, what she did is in black and white. You know, she struck the hurl, and then that's the offence. That's what she's getting the ban for, not the actual hit on the face guard. But I'd be very, very, very surprised if she got off.
How do the two teams match up stylistically? Is there anything in terms of the system of play that Cork use that has troubled Galway in the past, or that Galway actually are well equipped to deal with?
Well, Cork play a running game, like their hurlers, and it could trouble Galway, absolutely. Tipperary created 4 or 5 goal chances against Galway in the semi-final when they met. So I'm sure Paddy Murray and Cork will look to take advantage of that and try and get goals on the scoreboard early. So I do feel that Galway have to be very, very tight in their defensive unit to make sure that you know, the running game and the long balls hit out from, like, Laura Tracy, you know, Saoirse McCarthy, wing back, is nullified. I think midfield is going to be massive, and where it's going to be won and lost. So you've got Aisling Thompson, who, you know, we all know is one of the legends of the game. Very, very physical, very, very skillful, very, very commanding in there in the middle of the field. And Hannah Looney, who is, you know, the dual star, playing absolutely brilliant. And they are a great duo. And on top of that, then, from the Galway side, you have Niamh Kilkenny, you know, one of Ireland's best players, 2019 Player of the Year, a big day player, a match winner, you know, just one of the greats, coupled with Niamh Hanafy hasn't always played midfield, and it's kind of a new position for her this year in terms of being nailing down the position this year. And I think what that's doing is it's bringing strength and physicality to Galway, because, you know, last year and earlier in the championship, Aoife Donoghue was in there with Niamh Kilkenny, and they're kind of the same player in terms of their agility, their speed, their quickness, their height. Whereas I think the balance of Niamh and Niamh Kilkenny and Niamh Hanafy, you know, will match Hannah Looney and Aisling Thompson in every way. And I think that's going to be a serious battle there, and where whoever gets on top, I feel, will get the edge on the game.
I realise asking you to call this is it would be difficult for you to reappear into polite society if you were to predict against Galway. But do you see a pathway for Cork to win this if Galway don't perform to their absolute best?
Oh my God, absolutely, Ger. Like, this is going to be, you know, a humdinger of a match. It's going to be very, very tight. Yes, I have my Galway hat on. And yes, I believe Galway will win. You know, it'll be a tight margin. But you tell me, you know, pundits who are our analysts who bet against their own county, it's very, very rare. But in saying that, you know, Cork, you know, are going to bring their kitchen sink to this game. And, you know, it's, I don't think there's any underdog. Even Orla Cronin being, you know, not starting, you know, I don't think that at all. Like, Cork, like, Galway have beaten Cork the last three times that these teams have met. So semi-final, league this year, championship last year, and then the All-Ireland semi-final as well last year. So Cork won't fear, Galway won't fear Cork, but in like that, as I said at the start, Cork love coming to Crow Park. They have the mix of the experienced players with the fresh legs, and you know, they just don't have any history, don't have any baggage. These new girls like Amy Lee in goals, Laura Hayes, Saoirse McCarthy, Ciara O'Sullivan, Fiona Keating. These are all really strong girls that will add to the Cork team. But just to answer your question, yes, I think Galway will win. I think Aoife Donoghue is on fire. This year, she scored 4 points the last time these teams met, and from full forward, she was deployed to full forward, which kind of, I guess, was a surprise for Cork. I think the two sisters inside in the full forward line, Siobhan McGrath and Orla McGrath, coupled with Ailish O'Reilly, get fast ball into them, and they need to convert. They didn't quite gel last in the semi-final, I feel. So if midfield get on top and we get fast ball into the full forward line, those girls will run at the defence, and they will, you know, they'll convert and they'll take their opportunities. The McGraths, so yeah, I'm tipping Galway.
Fair enough. The McGraths have been big game players in the past as well, so I wouldn't be terribly surprised if they were to suddenly turn it on in the final. Just a quick word about the intermediate game, because Antrim can go senior again with victory. They're up against the Kilkenny intermediate ladies, so it would be much better for the sport. I'm completely biased here as an Antrim Camogie fan. I'm completely biased. I really hope they win, because it will be much better for the sport. And the GAA in Antrim is actually poised for a takeoff. Casement Park's being redeveloped. The football are starting to go well. Hurling is finding a foothold in the city again. And Antrim Camogie back in the 60s were pretty good. We could do with them again.
Yeah, I hear you. I totally agree that the more teams that we have and the different faces within Camogie, the better is for the overall game. Kilkenny are going for their first final in 5 years. Antrim last year's beaten finalists. So I think Antrim will win. I think when they get to Crow Park, their drive, their determination, their physicality will see them through it. Roisin McCormack is absolutely lording it this year. She's scoring goals, multiple goals in every game that she played. So she'll definitely be one to watch. Roisin McCormack, watch out for her. And then also we have the junior match between Armagh and Wexford. So again, that will be another great game. Wexford came down from intermediate last year, so they will be gung-ho to get back up into intermediate again, with their seniors, you know, getting to the quarterfinal this year. So Wexford, who, you know, were brilliant in 2010 to 2012 to 2013, thereabouts, you know, they've had a lull, but they seem to be making inroads and progress last year, this year. So yeah, it's a treble header, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock and 4:15 on Sunday. So it's going to be a great evening and great day of matches.
Get out and go is the message. Ashton, great stuff. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Thanks, Ger.
That's Ashton Connolly there helping us preview the All-Ireland Camogie Finals triple header on Sunday. GAA on Off the Ball.